All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on page Reish Aleph. Gilui Ha'ani Rak La'achar Hashkatas Haritzonos. So literally, revelation of the self, the internal self, of course, only after one quiets their desires, their wants and desires. What does this mean? Avodazu Ba'a Rak La'achar Hashkatas Haritzonos. This ability to go ahead and find the I, find myself, comes about only after one is able to silence one's internal wills. So we already spoke about this earlier, this idea of needing to go ahead and kind of quieting one's wants before one could go ahead and actually find the inner eye. Before a person is able to go ahead and truly discover who he is on the inside, he first has to be in a certain state of almost inner quietude. Kol zos lama, why is this? Haritzonos shal adam motziim oso mitocho hachutza. We'll say when a person wants something, so they are not focused on the internal, instead they are focused on the external. What does that mean? This is ratzon humilash ratz. Remember we had this before, that a desire comes from a lashon of to run. Rats, omek haritza, inyana yitzia mitoch ha'ani, el michutz la'ani. The whole concept of running is running from within to the outside, to without, to outside of myself. Yitzia min ha'pnimiyos ha'chutza. So the idea is when you want something, that is because you feel that the ani you have is not complete. The ani you have is somewhat deficient, and therefore again, a person needs to go ahead and be able to acquire something else. So anytime you run for a, you have a rut and you have a desire, you are not focused on the internal. Instead, you are focused on the external. And again, he's not talking about wanting bad things or anything. This is just a general statement that whenever you have a ratzon that is external to yourself, whenever you have a ratzon, a will for something, by definition, that focuses you more on your external than on your internal. Okay, he says, "Kol zman shiritzonosof shel ha'adam heim bitokvam kevon shurotza harei uratza chutz yotze mitoch atzmo." As long as a person has desires or wills that are exceptionally strong, as long as he wants something, by definition, he is running outside of himself. He is leaving the internal eye. Etzem ritzono, the essence of his will, hu gufa hayetzia mehios mehavias atzmo achutza. So we'll say again, this is just a fundamental statement about where we're holding when we are in a state of want. When I am in a state of want, when I want something, I quote-unquote need something, by definition, I am not focused on my internal aspects, but rather, again, I'm focused externally. Often I'm focused on the acquisition of that thing that I ultimately want. Okay, madua, why is this? Bishlama kaishera adam rotze kinyonim gashmiim. So I understand if a person is trying to go ahead and acquire. David, I think there's a chair. David, I think that chair is right over there, actually. Or just be
careful.
Okay. Okay. So I understand why it is that if a person goes ahead and wants something gashmi, kigon dira miyuchedes, mechones mifueres uchidome. So if a person wants a beautiful apartment or a person wants a nice car, baru hadavar she'etzem haratzon motzi osa achutza. So I understand why that desire pulls one outward. Because by definition, that desire is just something that is gashmi, physical. So I understand why that pulls me outside of myself. However, ki rotze dvarim shem chutzalo, because my desire, I'm fixated on acquiring something that is external to me. Aval chora, kasher ha'adam rotze liknos ma'alos nafshios. But when a person ultimately wants to acquire certain spiritual qualities, ezo yitzia ha'chutze yesh bazeh. What's bad about that? Meaning, again, I will say, what the author was teaching us is this idea that anytime you want something, anytime you are in a state of want, that you desire something, by definition, you are external to yourself. By definition, you're external to yourself. You're not focusing on the ani ha'atzmi, the inner eye, but you're focusing externally. So I understand why that is true. if I'm desiring to acquire material items. Because again, remember, we spent a significant amount of time in the beginning of this sefer, going back a long time, speaking about how to define oneself, that I am primarily a soul and secondarily a guf. So I understand that if I'm fixated on acquiring material things, that I'm truly focused outside of myself. However, avalechora, kasher adam rotze liknos malos nafshios. But if a person really wants to acquire spiritual qualities, ezo yitzia hachutze yeshbaza, why would that be a bad thing? Meaning, why would that be something external to me? Hare lehenja, who wrote Zafuch, just the opposite. I'm trying to work on myself. To ultimately go ahead and expand the inner eye. So if that is true at the end of the day, that I am trying to focus on spiritual qualities, then why is that called focusing outside of myself? Just the opposite, I'm focusing within. Amnam nira, shagam she'etzem haratzon lekinyan ma'alos nefeshu ma'ala. So now what we see is the following, that as much as acquiring spiritual qualities is a very important idea, ach yesh bo gam netia daka shemotzia esa adam achutze univar. But we see something very interesting, that even when trying to acquire certain spiritual qualities, at the end of the day, when a person is focused outward, and a person is focused on acquiring something external to oneself, by definition, that removes me from the internality of the ani ha'atzmi. So this is a very interesting idea. So what the Mechaber now is suggesting to us is that at the end of the day, the process of looking for something outside of me, whether I'm looking for something material, or whether I'm looking for something spiritual, by definition is a process that removes me a little bit from the inner eye. Okay, let's explain. Page Resh Beis. Hare ke'es rotzu liknos davar she'eneno etzlo. Why is that? Because at the end of the day, I'm trying to acquire something that I don't presently have and to bring it within. Ube'emes, and in reality, la'achar she'yiske, she'adavar yikhanis el tocho. The moment that a person is successful and able to bring that external thing inside of me, o ba'omek yoser, or perhaps in a deeper fashion, yiskale ba'omek nishmaso, a person is able to discover this again within the depths of their heart. Achin zulo tiya yitzia hachutza. Ach kol ze ka'amur, rak la'achar sha'arotzon hismali. Ava kol zman shu rak rotze, hari she'es osa havchana oso gilu sha'adayin ein lo benafsho, hu rotze liknoso, v'hare hu ochez bisug p'ula she'yitzia hachutza. So this is actually very interesting, because let's say I'm pursuing some type of spiritual goal, spiritual matter. I'm trying to find something. So the idea is once I acquire it and I internalize it, so then it will help expand the inner eye. But the moment, but in the process of looking for it, whatever that it is, by definition, I am focused externally. I'm focused on finding something outside of me. And therefore, by definition, I'm not focused on the inner eye. So essentially what he's saying is, I think we could break it down to a very, very, very simple idea, which is that whenever a person is focused on acquiring something outside of them, whether that item ultimately is something material, or even if it's something spiritual, by definition, a person is not focused on the ani ha'atzmi. It's not, I'm sorry?
The process of looking to acquire, I mean, this is not like a car, like you said, it's not a car, it's not material, you're trying to better yourself.
Correct.
I thought part of the process of sitting in a room and thinking is trying to pull something in from
somewhere. 100%. All he's not saying this is not good or bad. He's just making a statement of fact that by definition, whenever you are in the process of trying to acquire something that you don't presently have, you're not focused explicitly or fully on the internal eye. This is just a statement of fact. We're going to see why this is important. He's just trying to create a reality. That just know that whenever you are focusing on acquiring something outside of you, be it something material or spiritual, good or bad, at the end of the day, you're not focused internally. Even though I'm trying to acquire that thing so I can grow as an individual, That's great. Once you get it, you will grow as an individual. The process of trying to find it ultimately is an external process, shifting the focus from the ani ha'atzmi to the outside. Oh, so correct. See, here he's not saying that. Here he's not saying good or bad. Here he's just painting a reality. Let's look at one more paragraph, then we'll stop. Lochin, kol zman sha'adam rotze davar gashmi. Actually, no, we'll stop over here. Let's stop at Lochin. Don't be sorry. That was an important point to clarify. We'll pick up right over here, a second paragraph of Reish Beis, Emir Tzashem, tomorrow.